Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara discusses the dinim of both a kli cheres and a kli zchuchis. But we all know that the Torah says that a kli cheres, the only way it has a taira when it becomes tameh is through shvira. Shviraston metaharaston, the Gemara says. And there's a machlekes rishonim how to understand what's the geder of the taira of a kli cheres. If you take a look in the Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Masechtas Pesachim, Ois Kuf Nun Hei, he brings two different ways to understand a machlokes rishonim, how to understand the taira of shvira of a kli cheres. Taisus and Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph says that the shvira is metaher. Why? Because the pieces after it's broken are not ruuyim lekabel tuma. They're only able to be mekabel tuma if you miyached them for another kli. But as long as you're not miyached them for another kli, then they're tahirim. So once you break the keli, memela, there's no keli here that's royal lekabel tuma. But shitas Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Gimel in the sugya of kriya of a talis, ripping a talis, that the Gemara says even if there's a piece of beged that's left over that's a gimel al gimel, which is a shear, which is royal lekabel tuma, Rashi holds that it's still going to be tahar like shviras kli cheres. Must be, Rabbi Chanan says, that Rashi holds that shviras kli cheres is gzeras hakasuv, that the maisa shvira is metaheret, even if it still has a shame kli, like over here by the kriyas talis, where there still is a shame beged on a gimel al gimel, it's royal lekabel tuma, it still has taira like shviras kli cheres. So it's a gzeras hakasuv that the maisa shvira is metaher, and not like Taisus says that the reason why it's tahar is because the pieces are not royal lekabel tuma. It's, we can understand it that the din tuma is parcha, goes off, evaporates, so to speak, from the keli once you break it, and the pieces are no longer royal to mekabel tuma. On Amud Beis, on Tezayin Amud Beis, there's another place where you could understand machlokes rishonim based on these two shitas. Because the Gemara says that one of the reasons why Chazal Masakin by a kli zchuchis, that the tumi yishana comes back after you put it back together. That means if you break a kli zchuchis and you put it back together and you masakin it back to a keli, the Rabbanon will go to that the tumi yishana comes back. And one of the reasons the Gemara says is, Rava says, Zegzera shema yomru tefila bas yema oilala. Perhaps they will say that a tefila during the same day of the tefila without Harav Shemesh is enough and can be metaya the keli. Therefore, Chazal Masakin, that the tuma comes back. If you put the keli back together, you get back the old tuma. And Rashi explains that Chazal will worry that people are going to say that you don't need Harav Shemesh after tefila. Meaning, they're not going to realize that this keli had a shviro and was put back together. They're going to think this keli had a tefila, and the person's going to be using this keli without Harav Shemesh, they're going to say that a tefillah works without Harav Shemesh. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and this seems to be the opinion of the Rambam as well, that the gzeira wasn't that people are going to look at this keli and just think that there was a tefillah, and because they see a keli that in their minds had a tefillah, were concerned that they're going to say a tefillah doesn't need a Harav Shemesh. Rather, people may know that this keli had a shvira and was put back together. But Chazal will worry that they're going to say that since shvira doesn't need Harav Shemesh, so too tefillah doesn't need Harav Shemesh. They're going to make a comparison. They're going to learn from shvira to tefillah. That's the mistake they're going to make. And Reb Michael Feinstein explains the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam with these two understandings that we mentioned before when we started. Rashi held that a shvira is a bitul shem kli. And once you mevatel the shem kli, memela, there's a hafka of the din tuma. And there's not going to be a mix-up between shvira and tefillah. So Rashi couldn't say like the Rambam, that people might really know that there was a shvira, and they're going to say that just like a shvira doesn't need Harav Shemesh, so too a tefillah, because they work differently. A tefillah is a maisa metaher. A tefillah is a maisa that you do to purify the keli, metaher the keli, and shvira is something totally different. Shvira is breaking down the keli and taking away its shame kli, and memil is afka on the din tumah. However, the Rambam holds that shvira is a maisa metaher, similar to what we said before, that shvira is a gzeres hakasuv. And since shvira is a gzeres hakasuv, that it's a maisa metaher, memela, one may come to confuse a shvira and a tefillah. And they're going to say that if I see a maisa shvira and a kli zchuchis, which once you put the keli back together, you could use it without a hair of shemesh, tefillah must have the same halacha. And that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in understanding Rava's din of gzeira shema yomru tefillah bas yoma oilala. Have a wonderful day.